Harley-Davidson files trademarks for new models. Harley-Davidson has filed for trademarks for two new model names, Deadwood and Lowbob, in the USA. The filings were made on April 30, shortly before the company's new CEO, Artie Starrs, revealed his latest business strategy. This move may indicate that Harley-Davidson is planning to launch some new models in the coming months. The exact details of the two bikes are still unknown, but Lowbob has been speculated to be a stripped-back version of the Lowrider, which would appeal to customers looking for a more minimalist approach. On the other hand, Deadwood is a small gold mining town in South Dakota with connections to Wild West figures, and its name may be linked to the long-awaited return of a proper air-cooled Sportster. Harley-Davidson's focus on its roots and aftermarket accessory business makes it an attractive option for customers looking for customization options. The company's ability to tap into this market is a key strength, as evidenced by the success of models like the Softail Standard Visor Down Review. The back-to-bricks strategy revealed by Artie Starrs may be a significant factor in Harley-Davidson's decision to file for these trademarks. This approach emphasizes the company's commitment to its heritage and classic models, which could appeal to customers looking for a more nostalgic riding experience. Another possible interpretation of the Deadwood trademark is that it may be linked to a new generation of Sportsters. If this is the case, it would be an exciting development for Harley-Davidson fans who have been waiting for a return to form for the iconic model. The fact that Harley-Davidson filed for these trademarks in April suggests that the company is moving quickly to capitalize on emerging trends and opportunities. This could be a sign of a larger shift in the motorcycle industry towards more classic and customizable models. Harley-Davidson's decision to focus on its aftermarket accessory business is also significant, as it highlights the importance of customization options for customers. By offering a range of accessories and parts, Harley-Davidson can appeal to a wider range of riders and create new revenue streams. The Lowbob trademark has sparked speculation about the potential design of the bike, with some imagining a stripped-back version of the Lowrider. This would be an interesting angle for Harley-Davidson, as it would tap into the current trend towards minimalist and retro-inspired designs. Overall, the filing of these trademarks by Harley-Davidson suggests that the company is committed to its heritage and classic models. Whether or not these new bikes will live up to expectations remains to be seen, but one thing is certain: Harley-Davidson is taking a bold step towards reviving its iconic models and tapping into the aftermarket accessory market. The motorcycle industry is likely to be watching Harley-Davidson's moves closely, as this could have significant implications for the wider market. With the rise of electric bikes and other alternative modes of transportation, Harley-Davidson's focus on classic and customizable models may prove to be a key differentiator in the years to come.